Y'all, this is Jerome Smith, also known as JS, aka The Best, and welcome back to my favorite day of the week, Sync Music Mondays. And I gotta introduce my man, my brother, Kyle Hunter, also known as K Sparks. What's good, man?
What's up, Jay? What's going on, man? We in the building, Sync Music Mondays, man. SMM, man. What's good, bro?
You already know, man. I'm loving the hoodie.
I said, man, yo, we got the merch, man, for all of y'all that's been supporting with us, rocking with us, man. Y'all definitely could tap in, man. Get hoodies, t-shirts, whatever y'all want, man. It's definitely moving, man. The movement is movement. Like Jay say, you know, we don't make moves, we make movements, and that's what it is.
You already know it's hoodie season.
That's it. We outside, baby.
Hoodie season and dropping gems season, man. You gotta drop them gems. What's the word of the day?
Yo, y'all know what it is, man. Every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, man. Keep it moving like clockwork. Today's word of the day, y'all gonna see it up on the screen. And this is what it is right here. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. I'll say it again. Stop cheating on your future with your past. It's over. I think a lot of times, like, people, they become slaves to past mistakes, past decisions. But losses don't define you. They only make you better. And we don't use the term losses. You know, we talk about experience. So at the end of the day, it's like, no matter what happens, no matter what you encountered in your past, you can always pivot. You can always change that. And that is the word of the day.
I love it. I love it, man. Now, for today's episode, we're going to talk about part of the process of getting placements. One of the things that I can't even talk. My grammar is incorrect. My English teacher would hate me right now. One of the things that are important. Mm-hmm. Y'all gonna get all of this. This is unedited. This is gonna be the uncut. This is unfiltered.
It's raw, baby. It's raw. It's like you in the studio. Just go straight through like hoes.
You already know this is uncut. I actually prefer it this way because, you know, we're gonna switch gears for a second. You know, it's a lot of people when it comes to social media. It's like, you know, you see their profile and their page, and it just seems like they only show the, you know, the glitz, the glam, and it seems like they just popped off, and it's like there was no work that was put in. And sometimes it might not have been no work. They might have just knew somebody or whatever. But the point that I'm trying to make is, it's like a lot of times people only post the good, or they don't want to post the stuff that's not so sexy. The parts where you're putting in the work and, you know what? I'll give you an example. We're talking about placements right now. Me and Kyle, I'm going to be honest. I don't really like to talk about money, but we get a lot of money when it comes to music. But to be honest with you, when it comes to the actual process of making music, you know, sometimes you might even see on my Instagram, me in the studio and I'm just, you know, doing a song or keep whatever it may be. But to be honest with you, sometimes when I'm at this keyboard, nothing happens. Like, I'm going through sounds and nothing. I might not be productive as far as making a song. I might not make a song. I might be in here for 4 or 5 hours and I'm still just going through sounds, and it's not the sexiest thing in the world. You know, you think being in the studio all the time is studio magic and all this. Sometimes it doesn't happen. A lot of times it doesn't happen. And I think we need to show some of that more often than just the times where things don't necessarily click. You might be in the writing session and what you're writing, you might not be feeling. And guess what? It is part of the process. And I just feel like we should document the process that is not so sexy, because sometimes, especially when it comes to social media, you can easily just think that, you know, the process is supposed to be one thing. You're supposed to be like Hov and knock it out in one take and don't write and all that. But it is not always like that. We need to show the full process because nothing is perfect. Sorry, going a little rant, but it is what it is. Anyway, back to our original plan. What we was going to talk about was lyric sheets, the importance of lyric sheets. When it comes to placements, you know, it's always great to have lyric sheets because sometimes these music supervisors, they have a handful of music. And if you have the lyric sheets, sometimes all they have to do is just type in whatever the scene may call for. So if the scene calls for like a song that contains the word fight in it, instead of them listening to all of these songs, hoping that they can find something that somebody says the word fight, all they gotta do is just search fight and the lyric will pop up and then they can listen to the song and they'll be like, oh, that just saved me a whole lot of time. And they're gonna use that song and guess what? You gonna get paid because you decided to provide lyric sheets. And it saved everybody time. Mm-hmm.
Facts. Big facts, man. You know, I didn't so like for me in the beginning when I got into like music licensing a long time ago, long time ago, I wasn't too familiar like with the whole lyric sheet game. My sync agent had to kind of school me to that because my style of recording music isn't really conventional. Like what I like to do is like I just go in front of the microphone and I literally freestyle. And the only time I really write something down is like if it's very detail specific and it's for a brief where they want something. But 9 times out of 10, outside of that, I'm just freestyling off the top and then I go straight through. So for me, I don't write lyrics down. Like that's just not something that I do. But my sync agent explained to me that, hey, for these types of opportunities, you need to write these lyrics because like Jay said, if they want a song about being a champion, they want a song about being a winner, or they want a song about overcoming obstacles, a lot of times they will look for keywords and they'll put that keyword in a search and then it'll filter all the songs that highlight champion, obstacles, all those things, and all those songs will come up. So it's very important when you want to dive into the world of sync that you have your lyric sheets, that you're able to provide that, because a lot of times if you don't, you could possibly miss out on opportunities that are right there that are detail specific for the songs that you made, you know?
Yeah, facts. So it's important. Like Cal, even though you don't write lyrics, it's always important to at least, you know, as soon as the session is over with, write the lyrics down, because you don't want to get to a place where it's like a month goes by, you know, you're not even thinking about it. Then, you know, the sync agent or whoever may, you know, be in the process of getting you the placement might hit you and be like, hey, we need this lyric sheet for this song ASAP. And you might be out in Italy or somewhere crazy just enjoying your life. And you get an email saying you need to do these lyric sheets. So you got to listen to the song. First of all, you might be on the beach just chilling. You be like, man, I got to do these songs. It will throw off the vibe. So just make sure, as soon as you finish recording, just, you know, type it out, save it, and then, you know, submit it when you submit the song. So it's like, it's one less thing you got to worry about in the future, because trust me, it can be an inconvenience if you have to write a lyric sheet and you have to make sure you format it a certain way. You can't just be doing it any type of way. And that just could be an inconvenience if you're not in that zone already. So just make sure as soon as you finish recording, just write it down. That's why whenever I do work with the songwriters that I work with, that's the number one thing that I make sure that they do. So they can't leave the studio until they write the lyrics down if they haven't already written them down. It's like, just write it down, email it. It's one less thing you got to worry about.
Mm-hmm. Big facts, man. You know what they say, stay ready so you don't got to get ready, you know, and that's what it is. Like every time I do tracks nowadays, even after I freestyle it, that's the first thing I try to do. I have to go back and I have to listen to it. I have to listen to my lyrics like I'm listening to another artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did he say? But I make sure I do it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's important. And you don't want to leave money on the table.
Yeah, because I've seen that happen. That's happened to me. Not necessarily me personally, but whenever I do collaborate.
That's the deal with Googleable.
That's a new word of the day. That's a new word. It's Googleable, collaborate. So whenever I do collaborate with certain artists or songwriters, it's like, even if I do my lyric sheets, it's like they're on the song. So they're part of the song and they have to make sure that they turn in their lyric sheets. And sometimes it will be scenarios where, once again, the person, the sync agent or the music supervisor, they need those lyrics by a certain time or the placement won't go through. And I've lost placements because my collaborator didn't have their lyrics in time. So yeah, time is money, man. Just write the lyrics down as soon as you finish the session. I pride myself in that, because you will lose a whole lot of money.
Facts.
You don't
want to
lose a whole lot of money just off of not writing your lyrics down.
Big facts.
Please don't let that be the reason why. So yeah, just write it down.
Definitely, man. Well, you know, that's what it is, man. You know, straight to the point, man. Gems for y'all, man, to help y'all be the best that y'all can be, because, you know, we love to see it. Love to see y'all win, man. And that's what it is.
And until next week, we out. Write your lyrics down. Write them down.